Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3330BN. Today's date is April 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Cyber Attack Narrative. 200 million people are behind Trump. People are the cure. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now pushing their cyber attack narrative. CBS News, they came out with an entire story about how Russia is behind a new group and they are protecting them. And I do believe this is the beginning of their narrative. And I do believe they're going to continually push this throughout the summer, where they'll continually show you that there are attacks happening here in the United States and across the globe. And most likely, they'll probably blame it on Russia and maybe even Iran. And we could see that this has already started right now. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump let us know that he has the people behind him. He put out a truth letting everyone know that he is going to the trial, which is the hush money trial. We know it's a corrupt trial. We know where he's going to be found guilty. But he let everyone know that 200 million people are behind him right now. And he is now fighting for the 350 million people in this country. So I do believe he's already sending us a message that, hey, this time around, I don't have 70 million. I don't have 80 million. I have 200 million people that are on my side. And I do believe this number will probably grow even higher as time goes on. Because remember, when you look at the insurgency that was created by Obama and those people that have been instructing him on top, what did Trump do? He created the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency is we the people. We are the cure. We are the ones who actually stop all of this from happening. Because once the deep state can no longer control the people and the people are against them, how far do you think they'll be able to push their agenda? Not far at all. And this is the problem they're going to have. Now, once again, we know that Trump's hush money trials are happening right now. We know that there is no evidence of anything. Actually, the evidence points to Michael Cohen. He's the one who was having an affair. He was the one who paid off Stormy Daniels personally. And there is evidence showing that Trump never had any interaction with Stormy Daniels. And there's evidence coming from Cohen's attorney that he was the one that was doing all this. So once again, they're using a case. They have no evidence. And the statute of limitations has run out. So everyone realizes this. But again, the reason why they're having the trials is to do what? It's to convict him. It's to throw him into prison. Why else would you have the trials? Remember, the first couple of trials was to have him pay. All right, let's make him pay an exorbitant amount. Is he stepping out? Is he bowing out yet? No, he's not. Okay, now we're going to bring in the criminal trials. And the criminal trials, they're going to put him behind bars. This is why Trump came out with the truth that says, yes, I'm ready to go to the clink. What does the clink mean? It means jail, and it's a short period of time. So I do believe that Trump is prepared and ready to actually go behind bars. And what do you think this is going to do? This is going to make Trump more powerful. How? because the people are going to see this and the people are going to rally around him. And think about all the merchandise he's going to sell. So this is not going to work. The people aren't going to drop him. And actually, the fake news, they said the quiet part out loud about him going to jail, which we'll be discussing in a little bit. But remember, when you're starting to look at all this and you watch everything that is happening, this is all about the 2024 elections. Trump is building his army to go up against the deep state players. The deep state is importing their army to go up against we the people. It is a war. Right now, it's an information war. The deep state would love it to be a physical war. And they will try. They will try very, very hard. And they will try to bring us into World War III. We can see that this has already begun. And I do believe both sides are using it for different purposes. Again, we have one side, which is the deep state players. They want to cover up all their treasonous crimes. They want to get as much money as they possibly can out of Congress. And they want to show the people that bad things are headed our way. Trump, on the other hand, is using this completely against them. What do people see? They see an individual who cheated in the election. He's sitting in the White House. He's very weak. And he's allowing war to start. Remember, Trump had peace in the Middle East. He had peace in North Korea. He brought home most of the troops in Syria. The war pretty much ended. Islamic State was pretty much destroyed there, or they escaped to Ukraine. And now what do we see? We see everything being reversed. And do you really think people are behind Biden? You think people believe that Biden can actually handle what is coming? No. And the people know that he cannot negotiate peace whatsoever. There is no strength behind him. And this is what people are recognizing. The people see it. And I do believe Trump is going to use this against them, because Trump is going to continually push the narrative that he can have peace. He knows all the players. We don't have to go to nuclear war. You don't have to have your entire city burnt to the ground. You don't have to have your home completely obliterated. You don't have to lose your entire family. I think in the end, all these people, when everything hits the fan and they're actually experiencing it, when they're actually sitting there in fear, I mean, talk is cheap. You could tell people to you blue in the face, they're not going to believe you. When they feel it in their soul, that is when they will make that change. And you really can't explain it to anyone. You could tell people you're going to war. You could tell people it's going to be a nuclear war, but they will not feel it until it's actually happening. And I do believe that is right around the corner, and it's approaching very, very quickly. And again, Trump, in the end, he will shut all this down because he has the most powerful weapon. He has we the people behind him, and he has the ability and the strength to negotiate peace, which actually destroys everything they're trying to do. Are they trying to bring us into the Great Reset? That destroys it. Trying to bring us into the Green New Scam? That destroys it. Trying to cover up their crimes? That destroys it. Peace destroys everything that they're trying to do. So I do believe Trump is waiting for the last moment. And once the people say, you know something? Yeah, we're not going to war. We're voting for you. That then is the signal that he is in complete and utter control, because he has the people behind him. The people are going to cure the disease of this country. And we're going to go to the source of the disease and wipe it out. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we know that the fake news, they are completely one-sided. They're biased. And you could see that all these different agencies, these different fake news agencies, they hire people like CIA operatives, FBI operatives. Some of them have been retired, but again, or corrupt politicians, they have a one-track mind. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And that's exactly what's happening in NPR. They only hired those people that are on the side they want them to be on. Nate Hochman put this out and said, NPR's new CEO is just as insane as you expect her to be. And she's talking about white woman's voice, white privilege, and she's one of those individuals. And this is why they bring these people in there. And again, what did Trump say? We need to stop funding NPR. Actually, no money should go to any of these different agencies. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is that the FBI now has opened the investigation into the Baltimore Bridge. Let me translate that for you. The FBI now is going to cover up every single thing And they're going to make sure that nobody understands what really happened. Just like they investigated January 6th. How's that working out? Just like they investigated Gretchen Whitmer. How's that working out? No, they're brought in to actually cover up the entire crime that they committed, and not just them alone. And this is why Biden came out very, very early on saying, we're going to pay for it all. Don't worry about it. Don't even have people look at it. It's not a big deal. Because they needed to cover up exactly what they did. And I do believe this was part of some type of cyber incident to actually get the ship where they needed it to be. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with P. Diddy, with Epstein Island, with everything that's coming out, we can see that people are waking up to the fact that there's human trafficking, child trafficking, there's a pedophilia network, the social media platforms, they are used to actually move people back and forth, sell people. It's one gigantic network. And what's very interesting is that the Guatemala Attorney General, he's investigating ongoing criminal claims that a number of American taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, those are NGOs, are operating both inside and outside the United States and are complicit in the ongoing trafficking, abuse, and disappearance of children from its nation. And the Guatemalan government, they are seeking full cooperation from the state of Texas, where the accusations of abuse have been reported. So now we're going to have the attorney general in Texas, Paxton. He's going to be working with the Guatemalan government. And I do believe this is why they're probably attacking Paxton once again. Now, there are certain people that are coming to his defense. But again, why don't they want him looking into this? Because this is part of the criminal syndicate operation. They don't want people to understand this. They don't want people to know what they've been doing behind the scenes. But I do believe it's all coming out right now. And it looks like they are prepping now to give their foot soldiers permission to do anything. And when I mean anything, I mean punch, hit, maybe even murder. And I don't believe that the authorities will do anything because, again, most of the authorities are being instructed to do certain things. I'm not saying all the police departments and everyone is bad, but the top level, most likely they're being instructed to stand down. I mean, look what's happening out in San Francisco right now. We have these protesters that are shutting down the San Francisco Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, actually. The police are there. Why are they allowing them to do this? They shouldn't be. They should be arresting every single one of these people. But again, why are they allowing them to do this? Take that, expand this to what's going to happen very, very close to the presidential election. Do you think the local authorities will be able to stop what is coming? Not if they're being instructed not to do anything. Not if there's a lot of illegals and Antifa and others going against them. They will not be able to handle this, which means we need some other type of organization to step in. And I do believe that's going to be the military. And I don't mean they're flying in with tanks and planes and things like that. I do believe the National Guard will probably move in and protect a lot what's going on in this country. But you could see that they're already prepping for this. And the Gazette put this out and said, yelling, I hate white people, and punching one isn't a hate crime. Canadian judge rules. Champagne Joshi responded to this, says, Canada setting new standards almost daily. So let's see, you can now call white people names and you can punch them, and that's not a hate crime. Now, are we seeing this in other countries? Absolutely. What do you think they're preparing for? Remember, those people who love America, and especially the white people, if any of those are trying to stop someone, or if they're trying to go after those people, they have full permission to go ahead in Canada to do whatever they want to these people, don't they? Are they going to try to make the case here in the United States? Most likely. Think about what they've been doing here. Remember, they're setting this up because they need chaos and they need to make sure that Trump doesn't win in this election. But I do believe in the end, it's not going to work because people are seeing around the world how all these illegals coming into the country, how they are destroying the country and how they are murderers, they are criminals, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. The Sydney bishop stabber who just stabbed a bishop during a sermon, well, is a radical Muslim. So he was just up there giving his sermon, and this individual walked up and started to stab him. Now, the parishioners, they decided to tackle him and stop him. But think about what's happening right now. Think about what is happening with all these illegals that are coming into this country. Remember, they're criminals. They're those individuals that have been kept in asylums. They are terrorists and gang members. These people are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. The deep state is Soros. The deep state players are the installed leaders. The deep state players are those people that are funding all of this and trying to protect their world. But their world is being exposed every single day. And it's getting harder and harder for them. Remember, the more the people find out, the worse it gets for them. And I don't believe that people can just receive all this information all at once. I do believe it has to be brought out over time so people can then accept it, because people, they have a very difficult time believing things because it seems very, very outrageous. I mean, if you go back in time and you tell someone in 2017, hey, I don't know if you know this, but the deep state, they're going to release a virus. You're going to have to wear a mask. You won't be able to go to work. The world will be shut down. And they're going to force you to take a bioweapon without even telling you if there's any side effects or not. They're going to just tell you it's great. People wouldn't believe it. People would think that you were crazy. And this time around, what do you think they're going to do? If they went to that extreme to stop Trump then, what do you think they're going to do now? You think they're just going to sit back and say, well, I hope he doesn't win. I hope, you know, we can cheat and hopefully our cheating system works. No. They're going to stop them any way they possibly can. You're already seeing the first part of it. All these indictments, these fake indictments, that's what you're seeing right now. And yes, it's going to escalate. It's going to get worse and worse until we're at that point where people go, holy crap, the war is actually going to happen. Holy crap, look, the people are on the streets burning down buildings. That's when people, a lot of people, are going to really wake up. And you can see the war is now building out in the Middle East. And what is Biden using this for? Well, remember, he needs more and more money for Ukraine. He's not getting it. So again, do you think he's using part of what happened out in Israel to get funding? Absolutely. Because now he's demanding more money for Israel and Ukraine. Where do you think this money is really going? Do you think it's really going for Israel to stop the war? Or is he paying people off and he's also playing both sides? Remember, in the end, with their 16-year plan, what do they want? They want a war. They want this country destroyed. They want the winner of the war to come in and remove the Constitution. Because from the very beginning, they knew that the Constitution was standing in the way. Think about all the other countries around the world. Were they able to have COVID camps? Were they able to force people to take the bioweapon? Are they able to censor people with hate speech or any other speech, which is speech they don't like? That's because they don't have a constitution like us. They do it out in Europe and all the other countries first. When it gets here, it's all shut down. So the only way they can complete their entire agenda is to get rid of the constitution here in the United States. And once that's gone, that means the people have to lose the war and the country is destroyed. They take full and utter control. And this is what they've been trying to do for a very long time. And this is why Trump needed the people to see this. And people are seeing it. But again, Biden, he's playing both sides. He needs the money. And Biden won't be able to do anything because he's part of the criminal syndicate and they want war. So Biden's really going to stop it? No. He's going to allow them to do, and I'm talking about the deep state players, to do whatever they want to do. See, when Trump says, no, you will not do anything or we will destroy you, the deep state players, those leaders in those countries, they don't do anything. Remember going back to 2022 when Biden said to Putin, don't you dare to go into Ukraine. What did Putin do? He went into Ukraine. 2023, Biden to Iran, don't you attack, don't you. What did Iran do? Iran attacked. When Biden tells Israel, don't go in to Gaza, don't remove the hostages, stop, let's have a seat. What did Israel do? They did whatever they want. So once again, everyone now can see the difference. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's campaign where you're watching the issues. You're watching it all play out. And people aren't stupid. They see it. They understand it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kirby, he is blaming Trump after Iran has attacked Israel. And he's blaming it all on him because he's trying to convince the people that, no, Biden did a great job. Yes, he gave the money back. But think about it. Think about all the sanctions that Biden placed on Iran. Plus, the money is still in the Qatar accounts. Well, you have to remember how the criminals use the system. You see, I think most of the people in this country, most of the people are good people. Most of the people have a very difficult time thinking that people would do something and then lie about it. I think they're learning that, yes, this is true. But when someone says to you, I just placed a lot of sanctions on Iran, the money's in the account, they're not allowed to use the money to fund Hezbollah, to fund Hamas, to fund terror. Well, they're lying because all you got to do is look at what they did. Yeah, they placed sanctions, the money's still in the account. But if you're a criminal, what do you do to get around all of this? You borrow against the account. Once you borrow against the account, you have all the money, and then you can use it for whatever you want. That's exactly what has happened. But let's go back a little bit in time, because I do believe all this revolves around Obama. Obama has been funding Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Iran's Quds Force. Obama is the one who is responsible for this. Paul Sperry put this out and says, how Obama secretly gave Iran access to billions of dollars, which ended up in the hands of Hezbollah, Houthis in Yemen, and Iran's own Quds forces. But let me just read a portion of this that Paul Sperry put out. And it says, Obama sent a clear message to Congress. If you don't block this nuclear deal, we will bar Iran's access to our financial systems. The deal was clear, unequivocal. It was also a lie. Obama lied, and so did others in his administration. That's the conclusion of a report by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. It alleges Obama officials pushed the U.S. Treasury to let Iran convert the equivalent of $5.7 billion of funds held in Oman's Bank of Muscat from rials into dollars and subsequently into euros. It required a special license by the U.S. Treasury, which was granted in February of 2016, but it was never disclosed either to Congress or the American people. Apart from the lie, which is bad enough for an administration that claimed repeatedly to be scandal-free, this money did not have innocuous uses. Far from it. Our own State Department characterizes Iran as the number one terrorist-supporting state on Earth. Every dollar it gets from us has an ultimate use that is highly questionable, which is the reason why the U.S. imposed sanctions in the first place. No one knows how much of the $5.7 billion that Obama allowed Iran to access also went to terrorist activities, or, for that matter, how much went to further research activity on Iran's nuclear bomb project. That awaits a later investigation. I do believe we're going to find that out very, very soon. I do believe they already have it. But it's important to note that Iran nuclear deal also removed some $100 billion in sanctions on Iran. This made Iran once again a big player in the Middle East. It's almost certain that a good piece of that went to the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, which by some accounts control as much as 40% of Iran's economy. It's clear from Obama administration actions under both his Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and John Kerry that Obama White House despised Israel and did all they could do to undermine its security. How else can you explain the enabling of a terrorist-supporting regime? So basically, he money laundered the money and allowed Iran to expand. Who's giving Biden instructions today? It is Obama. This all goes back to Obama. All roads lead back to Obama. Now, what's very interesting is we can see when you start to really look at this, it looks like everything's being played out just like it played out with Trump when he went ahead and he destroyed and killed the Iranian general. Didn't Iran strike back? Did any of the missiles hit their targets, or were they a pretty big miss? Pretty big miss. What about the Iranian missiles? Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Well, don't leave your money in the bank. It's losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments' American experts make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Invest with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. option. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Flying into Israel. Nobody was killed, and it looks like they are pretty big misses. But Iran got to save face. Interesting. Did it scare the people around the world? Absolutely. Do people think war is coming? Absolutely. I do believe critical threats kind of explains a little bit about this. And this is what they said in their thread on X. The Iranian April 13th missile drone attack on Israel was very likely intended to cause significant damage below the threshold that would trigger a massive Israeli response. The attack was designed to succeed, not to fail. The strike package was modeled on those the Russians have used repeatedly against Ukraine to great effect. The strike consisted of approximately 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, and 120 ballistic missiles. The drones were launched well before the ballistic missiles were fired, and very likely in expectation that they would arrive in Israel's air defense window at about the same time. The Russians have used such an approach against Ukraine repeatedly. Only a few ballistic missiles penetrated Israeli air defenses and struck near Israeli military bases out of the 120 or so the Iranians fired. Ukrainian air defenses have average interception rates of only about 46% of Russian ballistic missiles during recent large strikes. The Iranians likely expected that Israel rates would be higher than the Ukrainian rates, but not above 90% against such a large ballistic missile salvo. The Russians, after all, have never fired close to that many large ballistic missiles in a single strike against Ukraine. Israel's air defense system has a number of obvious advantages over Ukraine air defense, but the full implication of some of those advantages might well have been unclear to Iranian strike planners. Ukraine has, in particular, been able to use combat aircraft to shoot down Russian drones and cruise missiles at scale, and Ukrainian President Zelensky recently observed that Kiev will likely use the F-16 Ukraine will receive this summer in those roles. So that's very interesting. So they knew, which I do believe they did know, and I do believe the Russians knew, that if we fired all these missiles, pretty much the Iron Dome would intercept most of them. And when we fire them, we're not going to hit the Muslim targets. We're not going to hit the population centers. And think about how this all played out. Now, what's very interesting is that an article came out of Reuters, and it says, U.S. will not take part in any Israeli retaliatory action against Iran. But if you read down below a little bit, it says two senior Israeli ministers signaled retaliation was not imminent and that Israel would not act alone. We will build a regional coalition and exact the price from Iran in fashion and timing that is right for us. So it looks like Israel is not going to retaliate. Not anytime soon. Doesn't mean they're not going to. Iran is satisfied with what happened here. And it shows, which is most important, that Biden can't control the Middle East, which I find very, very interesting, which means if he can't control that, it means he can't control what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, which means he doesn't have the ability to stop a world war. And I do believe this is to wake the people up. This is to show the people that he is going to bring us to World War III and he won't be able to control it. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and said Russia is now calling for restraint in the war with Israel and Iran, an all-time classic. Interesting. But let's go back to post 556, because when you look at the time that Trump put this out here, it's post 556, because it's 5:56 a.m. Down below it says, the cure will spread worldwide. Have faith, patriot. So the people are the cure. The people are going to wake up. The people are going to fight against the deep state players. And the people are going to rid the disease from this planet, which is the deep state players. And how do you get the people awake enough to actually do this? You need to bring them to the precipice of destruction. And that's what we're seeing right now. And you could see it's already working. Is it working for every single D right now? No, not yet. Remember, we still have a way to go here. And I do believe it's Trump's mission to wake the American people up. But when you look at the polls, you can see that the Republicans, they find Donald Trump more trustworthy than media on Ukraine and Russia. And this was a CBS News YouGov poll. And I do believe the Ds, they're going to start to actually come into the fold as things start to progress here and heat up. And when you look at the poll, it says, who do you trust for the information on Ukraine and Russia? Trump, 79%, Pentagon, 60%, conservative media, 56%, journalists in war zone, 33%, State Department, 27%. So they trust Trump on the war issues. Remember, this is an issues campaign. So when everything starts to heat up, are they going to be, they going to trust the corporate media? Are they going to trust Biden? Are they going to trust the State Department? No, they're going to trust Trump. So if Trump is saying he can usher in peace, well, I think people are going to trust him, which means people are going to elect him because he's going to use this for his campaign. He's already doing it. He was out in Pennsylvania telling everyone, I can stop World War III. Biden cannot. And I do believe the people, they will be on his side. Now, remember, the deep state players, they're going to use everything that they have to stop Trump. They're going to throw him in prison. They're going to release probably another plandemic. At least they're going to try to do this. And they're hoping to do this because they'll have a little bit more control, because they'll have the WHO most likely controlling what governments do during a plandemic. But let's go a little bit back in time right now, because this is very interesting, because the WHO now is voting on this behind closed doors, and this is going to happen in May. And if we go back 4 years ago, and Patriots Are Control put this out, Trump halted funding to the World Health Organization. So that is very interesting. Trump halted funding during this same period of time. So now you're going to see something else. You're going to see Biden, who gave in to the WHO, who is funding the WHO, and allowed the WHO to take control. And Trump took this away from the WHO and took away the funding. Is this another issue? Absolutely. Patriots Aren't Control responded to all this and said, for those that claim he's a vaccine salesman, his action prove otherwise. He pushed alternative treatments and shut down funding to the corrupt WHO, which gets massive amounts of money from Bill Gates, the real vaccine salesman. Regarding Trump's eventual endorsement of the vaccine, he was doing what he had to do to defeat the globalist COVID narrative. He hadn't expedited it. He would have been in lockdown for years and years to come. Trump outmaneuvered them and blew up their long-term plan to enslave us. And he's absolutely right. And if Trump didn't do what he needed to do, if you look at a New York Times article, they were planning on keeping everyone in lockdown for 12 years. Remember, they wanted the Great Reset. They started it. They announced it March 2020. They wanted us locked down for 12 years. 12 years without going to school. 12 years without going to work. 12 years without really going outside to meet people. 12 years of being afraid in your home. 12 years of watching people die because they can't take it anymore. 12 years of the supply chain drying up. 12 years of the shelves going empty. 12 years of death and destruction. That's what the deep state was planning on. Do you know how many lives would have been lost? Hundreds and hundreds of millions. When people go, oh no, we lost a lot of people from COVID. What happened to the flu numbers? Where did they go? Think about it for a second. You know all those deaths in the hospital? Well, if you start looking at their death certificates, they died of something else, and the hospital got paid because they said they died from COVID, even though they died from a heart attack. All those people that were infected with COVID, it was a faulty PCR test. They kept the statistical numbers on the screen to scare you over and over. Have you ever seen a peer-reviewed document showing that masks work against the COVID virus or the flu virus or any virus? If they had the evidence, as soon as a federal judge got rid of the mask mandate on planes, they would have presented the evidence and they would have reversed that decision, but they knew they couldn't. That's why they didn't pursue it. And once again, it was up to every single person to make their own choice in what they did. And for anyone, you should always research before you put anything in your body or actually do anything. You shouldn't believe what these individuals are saying, because they don't have your best interest at heart. They have an agenda. They don't care if you die later. They don't care if you get sick later. Actually, they rather have that, because They can't stand you. So once again, he countered something because he needed to save hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. Because over this entire time span, it would have been a complete and utter disaster. I mean, look what they're doing today with nuclear war. You think they want to stop the war? They think you think they want you to be in a peacetime type of environment? No, they want chaos. They want war. And they're going to continually push it. And they will try to stop Trump every step of the way. Actually, the fake news pretty much said the quiet part out loud. USA Today put this out and said, Trump's trial is upon us. What will it take to convince Republicans he's unfit for office? Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? This is why they're doing it. They want the people in this country to say, okay, I get it now. With all these indictments, him going to prison, he's unfit. We can't vote for him. We need another candidate. Oh, wait, Nikki Haley just standing on standby here. This is what they've been trying to do. It's election interference. But again, the people are smarter than this. The people, they understand what they're doing. Trump, he put this message out and he says, when I walk into the courtroom, I know I'll have the love of 200 million Americans behind me. And I will be fighting for the freedom of 325 million Americans. What did he just tell everyone? He told everyone the plan is working. The plan to get the people on his side, to build the counterinsurgency, it is working. I have the people. Will they be able to cheat in the elections with 200 million people voting for Trump? It's going to be very, very difficult. It won't even make sense. This is why he says we got to swamp them. We got to come in like a freight train. We need a red wave. We need a landslide. We need to override their entire systems. Because if you do that, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to cheat. And I do believe he's pushing them down a certain path, because what does he really want? I think he wants paper ballots. I think he wants to use voter ID. I think he wants people to come in person. I think he wants voting in one day. Now, during his trial, which is very interesting, and Trump retweeted this, and it's Dan Schneider who put this out on Twitter. It says, Orthodox Jews will be excluded from Bragg's jury pool. The New York City Democratic group most strongly supportive of Trump is the Orthodox Jewish community. So, no surprise that the very biased judge in Bragg's case scheduled the trial to include Fridays instead of Wednesdays. Very unusual, but understandable, since this switch will necessarily exclude all Orthodox Jews from the jury pool. You think they did it on purpose? Absolutely. Now, once again, we could see that this is one gigantic fake trial. And when you look at the evidence and the documents that are out there, I think Trump, all he needs to do is produce these two pieces of paper and the case is done. But again, are they going to allow this in as evidence? Most likely not. Now, the first one is coming from McDermott, Will, and Emery. And this is the attorney for Michael Cohen. And it says, Dear Mr. Jordan, I am writing on behalf of my client, Michael D. Cohen, in response to your letter dated January 30th, 2018. Specifically, this letter responds to the complaint numbered 7313, which was filed with the Federal Elections Commission by Common Cause and Paul S. Ryan. In a private transaction in 2016 before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Miss Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was party to this transaction with Miss Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. Contrary to the allegations in this complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Essential Consultants LLC made any in-kind contribution to Trump for President Inc., or any other presidential campaign committee. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of the relevant time period. The payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. The complainants have not and cannot present any evidence to the contrary. Accordingly, the complaint should be dismissed. Now, that is the first piece of evidence. The second one is from Stormy Daniels, which we read before. This is January 30th, 2018. And it says, the fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006. 2011, 16, 17, and now again in 2018. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. Stormy Daniels. And that tells you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I want my voice back. This crooked judge has gagged me. Unconstitutional. The other side can talk about me, but I'm not allowed to talk about them. Rigged trial. Why didn't they bring this totally discredited lawsuit 7 years ago? Election interference. As virtually every legal scholar has powerfully stated, the Biden-Manhattan witch hunt case is, among other things, barred by the statute of limitations. This trial should be ended by the highly conflicted presiding judge. And then he said, the radical left Democrats are already cheating on the 2024 presidential election by bringing or helping to bring all of these bogus lawsuits against me, thereby forcing me to sit in a courthouse and spend money that could be used for campaigning instead of being out in the field knocking crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, election interference. And yes, they're going to use the gag order. They're going to try to fine Trump probably like $1,000 a day or put him in prison. But again, this trial wasn't put together to have a fair trial. It's already done. It's a show trial. They've already found him guilty. And I do believe they are most likely going to throw him in jail. So I do believe people should get prepared and ready for this. Now, do I think Trump is going to be spending years and years in jail? No, I think he will get out, but he's going to show the people, look, my political opponent just threw me in jail. What do you think this is going to do to his popularity? Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now is part of his campaign. It's an issues campaign. Do you think this is going to hurt him or help him? It's going to help him immensely. And think about all the merch he's going to sell. So once again, you can see that the deep state, they are showing the people that they truly are the deep state. And think about all the things they tried against Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. That was completely fake. Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they were all involved in this. The Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax number one, number two, the illegal raid in Mar-a-Lago, and now all these different indictments. And once again, what are the people seeing? They're seeing election interference. They get it. And they see a banana republic. This is what Trump needed to show the people. The people needed to see the criminal syndicate. The people needed to see the deep state players. And they needed to see that they will do anything and everything to get Trump. Legal, not legal, makes no difference whatsoever. Remember, they're criminals. They don't follow the rule of law. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the American people are waking up and they're starting to realize that all these illegals, they're going to affect the elections that are coming up. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Senator raises concerns about Mayorkas' border policies impacting elections. Recent polls show Americans overwhelmingly oppose non-citizen voting. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, check a box, steal the election. What could be simpler? 57% say Democrats using illegal immigration to build a permanent majority. And really think about this. If the D's really believe, those people that are still hanging on saying, yes, this is great, open borders, if they really believe in the end that they're going to do things in their best interest, you know, support the D's that are left, they're not going to do that. They're going to support their army. They're going to support their foot soldiers. They're going to support those individuals that came into this country. All the American D's, they're going to push to the side. They won't be needed. And people are going to wake up to this and they're going to realize. And I do believe in the end, once we see events, once we see all this play out, you're going to see a lot of the D's really wake up. And I believe that the deep state players, they're going to be losing a lot more people. And Trump is letting everyone know he has 200 million. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes up to like 270. Because in the end, the people are going to use their common sense. The people are going to say enough is enough. But it has to play out. And you can see the deep state players, they have already started their narrative right now. And this is coming from CBS News. It says criminal exploits of scattered spider earn respect of Russian ransomware hackers. So this is how it all starts out. In the shadowy corners of the dark web, young hackers from the US, UK, and Canada met and teamed up with the Russian ransomware hackers, becoming powerful partners in crime. In the last year, ransomware hackers have targeted hospitals, pharmaceuticals, tech companies, even Las Vegas' biggest hotels and casinos. That's very interesting. So we have different individuals teaming up with Russian hackers, and Russians are protecting them. And the group is called Scattered Spider. So this group, called Scattered Spider by the FBI, are behind some of the recent ransomware attacks. The group is also known as Starfroid, UNC 3944, Octotempest. Scattered Spider hackers are considered experts in social engineering. Scattered Spider is just one of many illicit hacking groups, all part of a sprawling collection of online criminals calling themselves the Community. Very interesting. So cybersecurity researchers believe that Black Cat is made up of former members of the Russian cybercriminal hacking group DarkSide Black Matter, which was responsible for the 2021 attack on the Colonial Pipeline that caused gas shortages up and down the East Coast. And once again, we have Russia, we have other individuals, and these individuals are bringing corporations, companies, financial institutions to their knees. So the Russian government provides a safe haven, this article says, for Russian ransomware gangs. The most successful Russian gangs are run like legitimate companies with easy to navigate online platforms. The leadership are people in their 30s, 40s. They often have a financial background and they can speak English, so they know how to navigate everything. So right now, the level of cybercrime has risen to the point where it feels overwhelming, and every year it gets worse. So CBS is putting this out. We've seen a couple of cyber attacks, and I do believe this is going to continue on as we move closer and closer to the presidential election. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe some power stations, maybe some water stations, public utilities. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of these hit during the summer months to play up the idea that cyber attacks are growing and they have access to all of these different public utilities, because that will convince the people that something is headed our way. Now, I don't mean this is going to be widespread. There might be little ones here and there, but people will hear about them and they'll understand that, yes, I believe that something is coming. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is part of their playbook, because again, in the end, when they can't cheat in the election, they're going to have to try to stop it one way. And yes, the cyber attack is used for many different agendas. Number one, they need to show that a foreign country attacked the United States to bring us to war. Number two, they need to stop the elections. Number three, they need to bring down the financial system or halt the financial system because it's crashing. So I do believe they need all of these things to kick off their entire push for war and to postpone the election to make sure they stay in control. Now, if Trump and the Patriots, if they know the playbook, which I do believe they do, they know that this is going to happen. And most likely the attack will be very, very close to the presidential election, which means if we're attacked by a foreign government and we have illegals in this country that are attacking us from inside, well, it seems that the military must do something. National Guard must do something, because now the country's being protected. And those individuals, they must remember their oath. So there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to cancel the election. World War I, World War II, we had the election. Vietnam, we had the election. During the Civil War, we had an election. They'll try to postpone, but we will have an election. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the people to show up in person, and they want everyone to use paper ballots. And they want to prove that you're a citizen, because at this point, if we're attacked, all those illegals, they won't be able to vote, and it will only be the American citizens. And I do believe Trump wants to show the deep state players that, look, I have the American people. The American people voted, and the American people have decided they want to take back the country. And I do believe this is where Trump is leading them all, leading them down the path to this point. And I do believe this is why he had Speaker Johnson, and he was standing behind him, push the idea that everyone needs to be an American citizen. Of course, this is already a law, but he's putting it out there to trap them in all this. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to stop the election, but they won't be able to. And when Trump wins, they're not going to want to leave the White House. Remember, they projected everything onto Trump. It's everything that they're going to do. And I do believe they're going to use chaos to try to stay in power. But in the end, this is all going to fail just like everything else. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.